We're live.
Welcome to the Psychedelic Wayfinder podcast, a space for seekers, healers, coaches, and curious souls navigating the inner terrain of transformation. I'm Joy Whitmore.
Samantha McClenican. We are joined here today with the entire founders team of the Wayfinder Psychedelic Collective. And together we explore the intersection of wayfinding wisdom, psychedelic healing, and the magic that unfolds when we slow down and listen deeply to ourselves, to the medicine, and to one another. This podcast is part story sharing, part soul inquiry, part practical toolkit, all rooted in reverence for the feminine path of transformation. Let's begin.
Woohoo! So today is a first of first. Everyone is here. The five of us who came together that collectively brought this vision to life are going to talk our stories. We're going to share. There's some amazing magical moments. So for those of you who might have listened to other podcasts, you may have heard some of our stories about how this all happened. There's a great podcast about how Samantha and I connected and how Kristen and I connected. But today, if you've heard none of that, we're going to give you a little recap and we're going to actually show you how this mycelial web of wonderful wisdom has come together. Hey. So I think I'm going to start off and introduce Brooke Heller. And Brooke's going to start telling a story that's going to weave the five of us together. And I'll just let her get started. Hey, Brooke, how are you?
Thank you, Joy. Yeah, I'm so excited to share this story. You know, it just kind of unwove itself as we were chatting just before our recording here. So the story I wanted to share was how Joy and I came together on, you know, the psychedelic journey that is our lives. So we were in Wayfinder Life Coach training together with Martha Beck, the original life coaching. And we graduated that together and became friends during in that cohort. And then we both applied for the master coach training, which, you know, not everybody is invited to participate in that, but we were both welcomed in. And, you know, so what happened during that experience, the master coach training specifically, you know, it was taking all of the tools that we had learned in Wayfinder Life Coach training and creating our new life by using those tools with no holds barred. Nothing could stand on our way anymore. Martha coined herself the square three bitch coach at this point, saying that anything that was standing in our way, whether it was something in our lives, a limiting belief, just whatever was standing in our way, we needed to get rid of it. Use the Wayfinder tools to get rid of whatever barrier it was, to work toward our WIG, which was pretty much the premise of the entire master coach training. So we started off developing a WIG, which for those of you who don't know, is a wildly improbable goal. Don't get hung up on the acronym though. Improbable doesn't have to be your word. You can call it a WAG, a wildly audacious goal, whatever you want. So anyway, so we came to the training with a WIG, and whatever came up for us that said that we couldn't do that, we had to either get coached around it, do Byron Katie's the work around it, do our own work and healing around it in order to create the goal that we had set out for ourselves. And, you know, the other part about the WIG is that we were touching in with our essential selves. This isn't just a social goal, right? It's not like I want to launch a business or buy a home or get married or have a family, nothing like that. I mean, those things sometimes come into it, but really it's touching in with that higher part of yourself, that higher capital S self, the universal flow of it all. Anyway, so during the master coach training, we each got a chance to be coached by Martha Beck herself. And the rest of the class got to sit around and watch this happen. So it was Joy's turn to be coached by Martha. And I don't remember what you came into the session with Joy. Do you remember what that was?
Yeah, I was
What
playing
was
pretty
your
small.
small, what was
Yeah,
your
I was.
little wig?
How can I be a better business coach? So
Okay.
I was focused on using what felt safe and comfortable for me in that moment.
Cool. So, okay, yeah. And I mean that sounds like it could be a wig, right? Like whatever. But through the course of that session with Martha, it was so funny because you could see that Joy was kind of hiding behind a mask, you know? I don't know. I think that we wayfinders can kind of see through things. Anyway, so, you know, you could see Joy kind of just sitting back in her chair, you know, playing the game. And then at some point, Martha called her out and was just like, "What are you really envisioning here?" And I can't remember how the conversation went, but I do remember the feeling behind it. And Martha really pushed you, didn't she? She was like, "Just say it, say the thing. What do you really want to do?" And Joy was like, "Are we allowed to say the F word on here? I don't
Yes.
know." Okay. And it just seemed like you that you know you un you took off the mask and you were like, "Fuck it. I want to work with psychedelics and coaching." And it was like Martha just like saw that veil come off of you. And she was like, "Yes, that's what I'm talking about. That's what you need to do. What's holding you back? The world needs this right now. Do it." And like I said, I can't remember exactly how it unfolded, but it was definitely one of those sessions where everybody in the room just kind of went stunned silent because we didn't know how to react. I don't think Martha knew how to react. You know, it was like, so like Joy really shook the room for us that day. And so moving forward, in my experience with psychedelics, you know, I played around with them in my late teens and early 20s. And what I know now, looking back, I was hiding from my essential self. I was using the medicine and not only psychedelics, but other medicines as well that aren't so constructive to really hide from the life I had built for myself. It was a tricky time in my life, and I was a single mom, you know, living on my own in Colorado. I didn't have any family around. I was surrounded by people with negative influence. And on my 21st birthday, I did a large dose of mushrooms and ended up having a very negative experience. Following that day, I decided I'm never going to do a psychedelic medicine again. I'll never touch that again. That was terrible.
Famous last words.
Yeah, right. You know, never say never. Get me now. So, you know, what, how, gosh, 22, 23 years later, I'm watching this session unfold with Martha and Joy on my Zoom screen. And you know, not really knowing what to think about it, Joy and I had talked a little bit about it even preceding that session, I think. Just the idea that you had that in your mind, even. Is that, I mean, I remember that. Is that true, Joy? You and I probably talked about it a little.
Yeah, Michael Pollan's book had come out at the same time we were in Master Coach training, and that was what was giving me the confidence and the curiosity and yeah, the and the inspiration.
Yeah, so following the training, we both got certified as master coaches. We were both, the synchronicity here is kind of cool. You know, the fact that we were in WLCT together and then master coach training together, and then we were both invited to be instructors together at the same time.
And not only that, but I want to point out we got our certification from Wayfinder Life Coach Training on the very same day.
That's right.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, I forgot about that. And then within just a few days of each other for Master Coach too. And
Yes.
also ICF, right?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah, it was so funny because like we'd message each other. I'd be like, I got my ICF, and she's like, dude, I just did too. You know, it was so funny. So anyway, so now, we're off doing our own, living our WIG life, right? Like I'm doing mine, she's doing hers. And she, Joy reached out to me one day and she said, hey, how would you feel about coming out to Florida and visiting me? And we're going to go to the Keys and I'm going to take you to my condo. And I'm just wondering if you'd be open to trying psychedelics again. And I shared with her my previous experiences, how negative they were for me. And she was like, that's fine. Just come on out. Let's just see. Let's see what unfolds. And so I went. And I don't know. I think I was there 6 days. I think we did every other day micros. And because it was a micro journey, or they were micro journeys, they were very soft for me. And it wasn't, this big harrowing experience for me. It was very gentle. And I think, I don't know if Joy knew what she was going to do with me exactly. I think maybe she had the intention of doing a full dose for me. But then when I came into the experience and she was like, okay, she used her intuition to really follow what I was needing. And so we didn't end up doing a macro journey. We just did a few micros. But I remember those experiences and they were so lovely. So one day she rented a boat and we went out on the ocean. Oh man, we should post that video of
Okay.
me floating somewhere. Oh, we got to put that somewhere. So we're out in the ocean, and I mean, just clear green water, And remember the clouds, Joy?
What did I say?
Oh, you said that, what did I can feel the clouds or something like that, right?
I said the
Like,
clouds look like our feelings.
yes, the clouds look like our feelings. So they were just these beautiful ripples, And what I loved about it is that I was visually stimulated without having the psychedelic, melty, just those old intense feelings that I was familiar with. And when she said that, it just like, I mean, we just started laughing and it just felt so true. And and then the experience just I felt in flow for the very first time in a long time. It felt very flowy. And in fact, then she was like, let's go swimming. Okay. So I go out into the water and the water down there was so salty that I didn't have to use a single muscle in my body to float. So I literally just laid on top of the water and with arms extended, legs extended, just floating out there. The only muscle I had to use, I remember feeling it. And, I'm sure this had to do with the mushrooms that I could, feel every muscle in my body relax. But the sensation behind my neck of those were the only muscles that were just kind of slightly holding my head above the surface of the water. Otherwise, I was just floating there. And, that experience, I can't remember exactly what I made of that, but it was very just like in flow, A couple days later, we went back to your condo. Well, that night we were back at your condo, but a couple days later we did another journey where I remember being out on the lawn in front of the ocean. Oh, and remember all the lizards? Oh,
Yes,
they
we had
loved
a
me.
total Jurassic Park. We laid in the grass and filmed an iguana as though we were filming Jurassic Park for
Oh.
hours.
So we took a dose and I took a nap and I woke up underneath a palm tree And when my eyes opened, and for those of you who have done a microdose and you do go to sleep and then you wake up, you kind of wake up with this like almost like an opening, So like I could feel the sensations in my body before my eyes were opened, very visceral. And then I started feeling the blanket that I was laying on. And then I realize, oh, I'm awake. I can open my eyes. And I opened my eyes and I'm laying underneath a palm tree. And I'm watching the leaves on this palm tree, the fronds, palm fronds. And I'm looking at the colors and the shades. And I'm not tripping, but I'm definitely under the influence and just noticing the shadows and the reflections. And it was just like the most beautiful experience. I just don't know how to explain it. And so then we went up onto your balcony and we started crafting a story. Do you remember, Joy?
Oh, I forgot about that.
And you and I, the banter back and forth was just so clever. And we were laughing hysterically.
Yes.
There was a gentleman too. He was down. I don't know what he was doing, but we were watching him and he became part of our story. And so like it was just very crafty. And so all of that to say, like now I use the medicine with my clients who are crafting stories because I know how well it opens up the mind so that you're able to really, when I was able to witness that palm fronds when I woke up, when I was able to witness the storytelling that we were able to create, when I was able to witness like just being a floater in that sensation on the ocean, it gave me a different perception of what the medicine is actually for. And then going back to now what I know, about when I was in my on my 21st birthday, when I had that negative experience, what was my essential self trying to reveal to me back then?
Oof.
Yeah. I mean, I can infer lots of things.
Yeah. And you know what? Integration for me has even gone back 30 years, 10 decades. So have you done integration work on some of those old journeys?
Not on that one, no. On the positive ones, yes, I have. So, yeah, I look back at it, like some of the consciousness, the collective consciousness that I felt, even in the negative experience, I can touch into that. But no, I have not done any integration work on that time when I looked in the mirror. Or that time
Wow,
that I
yeah.
was almost hit by a car, So those two would be really interesting.
Yeah. Well, thanks, Brooke. Oh my gosh, I love this story so much. And now that I'm hearing it back again from your perspective, just remembering how that actually was the catalyst for where we are today, and you being a part of that and you being willing was really helpful for me to gain confidence, and start moving forward more in that direction. So I'm so glad that you're a part of this. I'm going to keep weaving the story a little bit more. So following that with Brooke, I was just getting started and just really kind of feeling out and being an instructor, kind of being afraid to even talk about what it was that I was doing. So there's another magical person who I'm going to introduce. You might have remembered her from other podcasts, but her searching actually led to another series of events that brought us together. So I'd like to introduce Kristen Shirky again. Kristen, tell us a little bit about how your Google search brought us here today.
Yeah, so Anahi and I were in the same cohort for the life coach training, and we bonded, had similar backgrounds and like stuff we were working on trying to heal, and just like insatiable seekers, like both of us. We'll read all the self-help books. We want to dig deeper. And somehow we stumbled on. I remember watching Michael Pollan's How to Change Your Mind Netflix documentary. And I watched it with my parents. And if you had asked me if that was possible even a year earlier, I would have told you absolutely not. But it was great. Really enjoyed it. And so she and I have the opposite experience of Brooke, where we had never tried anything. I've never smoked a cigarette in my life. I've never done weed, like nothing. Because the idea of not being in control is terrifying to me. Control is my coping mechanism. But something about this, it just felt like it went hand in hand with the other things I was reading, and that it would end up being very powerful for both of us. And we both felt drawn to mushrooms specifically. We used our body compass. Like we had talked to somebody else who did some work with ayahuasca, and like, I don't know, maybe someday in the future, but that's not what was calling to us at this particular moment in time. And I just had this light bulb moment as we were trying to figure out who we would want to sit for us, because that felt like the most important thing to get right. Like, forget where, forget how much, any of that stuff, just like who's gonna be safe for us to sit with. And I knew Martha had a directory of coaches, and I thought, oh, we should try and find somebody there. Like, that's so silly, but that they would speak the same language, they would know the tools that we're using. That feels less overwhelming to me. But at the time, I don't think Joy had that in her profile, or maybe it wasn't Martha.
I was still hiding.
Okay. So I didn't find anything in the directory, but then I went, oh, I'm just going to Google psychedelic wayfinder. And I found a podcast that Joy had recorded. She had been on somebody else's podcast. I listened to the whole episode and it was great. And I emailed her and told her, hey, we've got these two people that want to know more about this. And she very graciously and very excitedly was like, yes, absolutely, let's talk about it. And from then on, I mean, I think I can speak for Ani as well. Like, we just felt immediately safe and like we had known her forever. Like, very welcoming, definitely made us feel like we were on the right track and that we were trusting the right signals. And so we met fairly frequently for a while, the three of us, and we ended up having separate journeys. I was there to able support, like co-facilitate for Ani in Florida. And then, yeah, Joy sort of took it from there and turned it into this larger group of women, like feeling inspired by what happened when we came together. When we talked about these things, when we got excited about them together, like the magic that happened when we healed in community and not just on our own.
Yeah. And I wanted, when you came to me and we were having these meetings and then you introduced me on Anae, I was like, I just want you to meet other people in this space. And how do we do that? And there was no money involved. This was just coming from my heart. Like if I was in that place where I felt alone and I didn't have anyone to talk to about this, I don't want that to happen to anybody else. So that was my intention.
Love that you just shared that intention, Joy.
Yes, that is
Thank you.
amazing.
That was important.
Yeah. I mean, I listened to what you said. I mean, Brooke, your experience in recreational use and having had, that and not being able to really be healed in community, like, this is what this is all about. And, we're coming into such a wonderful, wild world in this, administration amongst things. And I just see it as a goal to kind of go back to indigenous ways of trading and, just bringing people into the family unit. And that's my hope. And so it doesn't cost me anything to give this kind of time and effort. It only improves my connection with source and everything else. So yeah, I'm a little selfish because source is like, yeah, keep doing it. I'm gonna keep giving you messages.
I
So
use a different term than selfish. I call it self first now,
Oh.
because you can't give what Lisa Nichols says, don't give from your cup, give from your saucer, give from the overflow. So fill yourself up first so that you can give freely.
I like that.
Yeah, thank you. I'm going
Absolutely.
to use that. Yeah, I think it's
I
super
don't think
initial.
I have ever, and I don't think I've ever heard your pathway to psychedelics, especially coming from a place where you had never tried anything either. And now here you are talking about psychedelics all the time in this group of women. So what has that transition been like for you?
Well, I just first want to say that I had a couple of aha moments when I heard Brooke speak and also Kristen speak, because yes, we came sort of in as a couple, right? As two friends going on a search, and that was already community. I remember Kristen and I made this like pact, like 2 5-year-old friends say, we're gonna do this together. You cannot leave me. And we both said, okay. And I often tell Kristen, it's like we're always holding hands, because as we work through the tools, as we do a little bit of more healing, I would share what I have found. And she said, oh wow, that helps me. And then vice versa. So we find joy. We start chatting. And I think I felt a little bit, let me just share this. I felt a little bit guilty in a way, because I was going to be there for Kristen when she had her big journey, and I was unable because life happens. So I sent her this, but this is what's beautiful again about community. I remember I sent her this parcel where I send her a dress. I send her like all, I wanted it, that was actually one of my dresses, but I envisioned her wearing this when she was going to be in her journey. Then I was able to dial in, like Joy and I were together. She was telling me, okay, it started. And there was some magic there that happened while she was in her journey. I mean, at some point I was called to give Kristen some Reiki for some reason. And I also microdosed while she was to be part of them, even long distance. And since I know we can give long distance in Reiki, I said, okay, I know I have her permission. So something magical happens. Joy said to me, did you take over my body? Because I got up and I started giving Kristen Reiki. And I said, maybe I did. I don't know. I said, but I was given her Reiki. And just to make her feel calm and loved and connected. And so I try to fulfill that promise that the two friends made by being there spiritually, emotionally, mentally, as much as I could. Then I was sort of hesitant. And like you said, Sam, I think, I've never really experimented with anything, because my whole narrative is like, if I'm offline, who will care for me and who will care for others? Because I always care about, I'm always taking care of people around me. Like the world's gonna collapse. And, how silly, but I share a bit about, my upbringing and having a mother that needed me so much emotionally. I think that was the catalyst of me saying, okay, I'm going to be in control. I'm going to take care of her, and I'm going to take a care of anyone around me who seems to be needing my help. So yeah, that was not an option for me. And when Joy said, okay, I think it's time, I was like, what? But of course, I wanted to. The medicine was calling me. And so I, like Brooke, went to Florida. And then Kristen flew there for me. And together, we had this beautiful, I can never forget our sunroom, right, Joy? It was like this. I decided I wanted to do the journey in this beautiful sunroom in a Florida home that Joy rented. And Kristen was going to be by my side, sitting next to me. And I got chills right now when Brooke was speaking, because something that out of that journey that it was not even for me was at some point when I felt the big drop, I looked at you. You were on the floor, and I looked at you straight, and I said to you, in this sort of like, not me really, saying, "Stop hiding." And I'm like, I don't know who's saying that.
Yeah.
But I remember it. And I remember you looked at me with a scare look. And I just said, yeah, just stop. Just stop hiding. Stop doing that. And I went, and when Brooke said that right now, I'm like, oh my God. She was bringing us to keep reminding her to not hide. Then after I deliver or the medicine, not me, the medicine deliver that message is when then it was sort of my turn, right? Then I was taken to a place in my childhood where I was betrayed and I was horribly stuck. And then beautiful Kristen became sort of like my protector and my witness all at the same time and sort of pulled the veil and said, nope. That's not what was happening. This is what was happening. And I was like, okay. And sort of I was liberated in a way. And I remember after that, there was just a whole lot of crying. Like my body wept for hours. And every song that would follow this sort of my body weeping. It was like weeping for years. So just to be held by this community has been life-changing.
Thank you. You have to say how you pulled this into your journey. Can you please just share that? Because that was pretty freaking hilarious.
I actually would like to hear your perspective again because
Oh.
I quite don't know how I did that. I just knew,
Okay.
well, okay, the only thing I know for sure is that I am not going alone. You two are coming with me because I don't know what's going to happen. Remember, I told you I don't lose control because then how do I take care of people?
Yes, and this is important. I want to say this because I do believe that certain people who are in touch energetically, you can like go in and out of each other's journeys. I know that sounds super woo, but I am saying it. And my experience was Anai received a very large dose, and we received maybe not even 10%, 5%. And I did laugh a little bit because it was a little bit more than I, you know. So I'm in the kitchen and I'm preparing it, but our dosage was probably like 0.25 compared to her 5 grams. So a very small amount. So we shouldn't have really technically tripped like we did. But once we got into that room with you, it was as if I felt a vortex. And it was if my soul said, I can't let this woman go on this journey by herself. So my spirit is asking me to be there in the journey with her. And I just, that was what my experience, I just let go. When you said, come on with me, then you gave me permission to enter with you.
I think it's funny because I was nowhere near as woo then as I am now. And Joy, as part of your ritual that you suggest for people, you have us draw oracle cards beforehand, and then we don't look at what they mean until afterward. And I remember we all drew. So Ani actually drew the tear
Here.
before she cried her entire soul out. And then I think, Joy, you drew the creator, maybe? And I drew the destroyer. And it became very clear that that is exactly what we were doing, what we were there to do for you, Ani. Like, I was there to destroy the illusions that had been there, like to tear down
And I
that veil.
remember, yeah, you and me came. I've studied Hinduism in the past, and I remember it coming to me, oh my God, it's Brahman and Atman and Shiva, and it was like all downloading for me. And I remember hearing stories about how things melt and plants talk, and I'm like, and it was so funny because I'm like, I am not interested in any of it. And it's interesting, right? Because I said it, I am not interested. This is, I want to heal what's holding me back. And I think a few occasions I will look around, I will look outside. I'm like, yeah, everything's normal. Nothing's happening. I knew it, right? And then the most beautiful thing happened right in the middle of me coming to realize this lie I've been telling myself or believing about someone betraying me and Kristen getting really close to me. And I was just like, I looked into her beautiful deep blue eyes, and all of a sudden there I was. I was her, and she was me. And it's like I was looking at myself in the mirror, and I was like, yeah, I have blue eyes and I have curly hair, and that's how I look. And she told me later she experienced the same. She said she was sure she was looking at herself when she was looking at me. And so that to me was the gift. And I think even my intention was like, I don't need to see things melting or the colors. I'm not interested. I just want to know. And when I saw that we were the same, I was like, okay, I got it. And then I
Yeah.
could just go back and let my body cry until it didn't need to cry anymore.
Mean, and I didn't know any of that was possible. In my big journey, I had headphones, I had a blindfold. It was very introspective. Nobody else was involved. And I didn't know you could connect with other people. I was not aware of any of this. And like Joy said, she didn't tell me either how much she had given us. I just knew that all of a sudden I felt real heavy and like I couldn't move. And I just laid on the couch looking at Ani, and I just was aware, like I was watching her and whatever she needs, right? Like it was very much not about me. And at one point I started to cry. And Joy came over and she's like, what are you crying about? Like, don't look at me. This is hers. Like, I wasn't sad at all. Like, I don't know. These tears just came out of somewhere. And yeah, everything that happened, I was like, she needs to see me. She needs to hear me say this thing. Like, there was no conscious thought. It was just happening. And she would come in and out, right? Like, she'd lay down and be inside for a while, and then she'd sit up and like have something very powerful to say. So that was my first time experiencing how interactive it could be and how community building it was, the magic of that.
Yeah, and which cohort were you in, the two of you?
I think fall 2022.
Okay.
Oh
So
yeah, we made history.
so this is all taking shape now because Brooke trusting me, Brooke being on a path with me, then you two come into my life fall 2022. And I'm going through and I'm doing, some of the work, but I'm still have wearing my day mask, my software engineering mask. And then I teach in fall 2023 in business classes. And I started to get a little more confident about saying it in a way that didn't feel forced. And I had this, y'all know, I mean, you weren't in my class, but I talked about this when I would say, Hi, I'm Joy Whitmore, and I'm a psychedelic integration coach. I had to immediately scan all the little squares. And when business classes, there's tons of them. And I saw this face, and it was Samantha. And I just knew. And now that we're talking about it, I'm really feeling the woo because I'm feeling like y'all were all brought to me at the specific times to help me feel more safe, comfortable, and confident. And then y'all said, okay, let's send out the mycelial web and we're going to bring in Samantha next. So, Sam, let's tie
Oh my
up.
gosh. Yeah. So I love, love, love all things mystical. I consider myself a mystic. And up to that point, I had been using a lot of like breath work and meditation to experience altered states of consciousness for healing. But I stayed away from psychedelics. I was very, very curious about them. And I knew that I just had a deep knowing that psychedelics would be a part of my life one day. But, I felt a lot of fear and shame around it because I'm a mom. And I thought, well, I can't do drugs if I'm a mom. Because, Anahí, like you, I was like, what happens? What if I can't take care of everybody? Right. Yeah. So, everything happened the way that it was supposed to. I really believe that because, like, halfway through my Wayfinder life coach training, I had my first psychedelic experience. The medicine came to me. I didn't have to seek it out. It came to me. And so my husband and I actually had like a medium dose. It wasn't a huge dose. We had a medium dose journey on a beach, and it was so incredible that I felt super passionate. I was like, this is a divine human right for people to be able to experience this. This is a gift for us. What are we doing criminalizing this? This is ridiculous. And so I knew right away I want to incorporate this with my life coaching. And so I began to Google, like, okay, what can I do? And I live in Washington State, so Oregon's, they have their own legalization model. That popped up, and I saw that they would be welcoming outside, like non-residents. They would be welcoming non-residents into their training programs in 2025. It was 2023 at the time. And so I was a little bit bummed because I felt so strongly that this was my path. But I just thought, okay, well, I guess the timing is not right. So, I just went back into my studies, my Wayfinder studies, and was still kind of trying to find my niche, find something that felt good for me. And we were getting close to wrapping up. The business classes come at the very end of like 9 months of training. And I love Joy, totally connected with you. Your presence is just so beautiful and authentic. And then we were doing a class where we talk about our niche. What is your thing and who are your people? And Joy, you actually still mentioned that you do website development for Wayfinders. And then you were like, and I also do psychedelics. So like the mask is starting to come off. And to me, it was like the freaking heavens opened. Because I was like, oh my God, I love Joy and she does psychedelic work. How perfect. How absolutely perfect is this? So I emailed you and you were just like so open, so inviting. And I could not believe my good fortune. I was like, my mind was absolutely blown. And then you told me that there were others. I was like, what? There are others. And you said, you were like, you had, this like Avengers, like I'm forming a team. And so, yeah, I joined the team and that's when we started meeting regularly. And I was so gung ho about this because I felt so deeply. I had such a knowing that this was our way forward. This was my way forward. And I could sense it in all of you too. And so just a few months into our regular meetings, I was like, what are we doing? We need to become a more formal resource. So I was like, come on, let's get on this. We have to start sharing this. And so that's where we're at. Here we are, almost a year later, about a year later. And the Wayfinder Psychedelic Collective is born, and our website, psychedelicwayfinder.com, that came straight from Kristen's Google.
And I want to just mention, because this is an important bookend to last year, but I had enrolled in the psychedelic facilitator training and I was pretty let down. Because coming from Martha Beck's training programs, where there's a lot of women, and there's a lot of presence and there's a lot of space holding, in the training I was in, there were a lot more men than women. And I felt immediately like I was not able to speak or share. And then shortly thereafter, when they had their intensive to, initiate their facilitators, I had the most challenging experience. And had I not been connected with you all at that point, because I reached out to you and you supported me, you gave me the integration help that I needed. And that's when I said, this cannot be the way it's going to be in the world. I have got to find a different, better way to do this, because people who hold space for people and are in presence are what the world needs in this world of psychedelics. And I just have to say, and some of you might be surprised by this. The first few times that we had meetings, there were days where I didn't even know if I was going to be able to show up because I was just so scared. I was so afraid and doubtful and not sure. And y'all showing up every single time was what kept this going. And this magic that we're creating, I mean, what else can we say? I'm getting choked up, so I'm gonna stop.
One, I have something to add. So, there was one of our meetings. We were planning for something, and I don't remember what. And it was thrown out there like, okay, it may have been our coach spot call, like when we were first thinking about it. And we said, okay, so if each of us were to speak during this coach spot call, what part would we take on? And each of us came with a whole chunk of insights, training, experience that it wasn't even a question. It was like, oh, this is my piece. Oh, this is your piece. Oh, this is Kristen's piece. This is Joy's piece. And then we like open our eyes and we're like, oh, okay, it's already done. It was so cool. And I'm saying that because I feel like while it's very true that Joy ha is the container, like she has created the space, the five of us together have filled it up. If that makes sense. So, like,
Yes.
all the pieces are there because we're together.
I want to add something just, because I'm thinking of like also listeners like me or Kristen or even what like a Brooke that I had sworn I'm not gonna ever work with psilocybin. Listening and even Samantha, listening to all of your stories and getting to know you has shown me that I've been sort of like a mystic since I was a child. I taught myself, and I have something to do with water. I'm creating a coaching with water, with swimming. I taught myself how to swim when I was four, probably. And that experience of you laying on the water and looking at the palm trees, I've been there as a child, right? I remember I heard by an adult, I think it was my mom or somebody that said, you need to relax so much when you're in the water, almost like when you're getting ready to fall asleep so you can float. And I remember, because I was so little and I was so open, laying there. And I'm like, okay, more, more. And then everything looked brighter. everything. And then the more I could float and I was not sinking, I was like, oh, I got it. I got it. So it's like, I think we're all in the human experience. We sort of are shown, the magic that is woven throughout. And I think the medicine is like, it's an amplifier, right? It just help us, not only us, but our community, to remember that we are magic, that it's all happening all the time. But are we open enough to receive it?
Wow. Wow.
Amen.
A whole. Well, I think with that, this podcast episode has shown some of the insights into the magic that is created when people come together sharing a common vision. And we hope to continue to create programs, sessions, workshops, well shops for the community that will help you find your own pockets of people and then continue to connect outward with the larger collective. Thank you all for joining us today. We look forward to speaking with you again. Much love to everyone. Bye bye.
Bye.
Love you all. Bye.